The Holy Gospel comes to us today from the book of John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away, and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Recorded over five chapters in the Gospel of John, 13 through 17, during the last meal he is sharing with his disciples, Jesus offers his testament. Testament meaning direction. Direction for what comes next. Testament meaning direction for when Jesus is no longer with them. Now I know, we're still celebrating Easter. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. But today we go back in time, in Scripture, back to John 14, when Jesus is still on earth and he's gathered for supper with his disciples. What a gift Jesus is giving them and all of us, this testament. And in true teacher Jesus fashion, his testament offers three things. Doing a new thing is humble and is just what is needed. Jesus' testament is like a commencement speech. You know, the words you hear at graduation, perfect timing for us this weekend. Class of 2022, maybe you saw this, CAP Journal. We've got our kids from Riggs and Stanley County and Sully Buttes, and kids all over the region, all over the state, all over our country are graduating. And especially we think about graduating from high school. Big word, commencement, linked together with that other big word, graduation. Two words that don't mean the same thing, and yet they're bound together forever. Before we lose ourselves in the weeds of words, commencement, graduation, think back on your own graduation. Here we go. Now, we could take a survey of how many years it has been for some of us. Take a moment, do the math. 2022 minus 1979, 43 years for me. How many for you? Got your calculator going? Get your phone out. Then think, what community did you graduate in? Ah, what school did you graduate from? Did you graduate in an auditorium, on a football field, in a park, in a gymnasium? Who was there? Do you remember what you wore? You had your cap, you had your gown, your tassel with the year on it. Were you from those generations where you bought a class ring your junior year and you shined it up on graduation day? And did you dash back and forth from your place in line or in a row of chairs to play with the band, sing with the choir? Did you wave at your family? Do you remember taking pictures with a camera? Cell phone now, right? Do you remember how you were feeling? Do you remember what you were thinking about? Were you just relieved that your grades were good enough? Were you a little bit proud? Were you scared? Did you wonder about life after high school graduation and the direction you would go? Okay, I can't help myself. Let's go back to two words. Graduation happens because studies have been finished, an award is given, high school diploma, accomplished, finished, check, and done. Graduation. Commencement means exactly the opposite. The beginning. The beginning. A commencement speech offers inspiration for going forward, for what comes next. Ah, how interesting. To be given a speech about a beginning, about starting something, at the celebration of graduation, of completion and of finishing, of accomplishment. Good thing teacher Jesus didn't give out diplomas to his disciples. Now, this is not what Jesus was about. The Savior of the world, the Word of God in human form, lover of the unclean, giver of hope, declarer of peace, was not about giving out diplomas. Jesus was all about commencement, beginning anew, starting each day, committed to God who loves the world, direction for today and for tomorrow and the next day and all of life. Do you remember when you graduated from high school? Who was your commencement speaker? Maybe it was you. In these more modern times, students are invited to give commencement speeches. Then or now, go back to you. Do you remember what was said? Words of inspiration, a story or two, delivered with humor, always a joke, and with passion, and in a reminder to acknowledge how far you have come, and then that question, or something like it, what comes next? I graduated from Riggs High in 1979 on the football field. It was a beautiful, breezy, sunny day. Green caps and gowns flowing. And I remember who gave my commencement speech. My dad. My dad had been invited to address Riggs class of 1979, so I will not forget my commencement speaker. And I don't remember every word my dad spoke. Sorry, Dad. But I remember it was a combination of celebrating a childhood journey leading up to graduation day, an honoring of accomplishments, some wisdom giving, and of course, that question, what comes next? And then there was this little extra phrase that was probably personal, father to daughter, but corporate for all of us, because it's a phrase or something like it every parent who releases children into the future realizes that there is nothing more to say and nothing more you can do. And that phrase was, take care now. Take care now. What more can be said? Complete honesty and loss of control as human parents release those human children into the future, as human parents release their human children into unknown to make decisions on their own. Some are excellent, some are disastrous, some might be devastating, some are brilliant. In this human releasing, that letting go is hard, but necessary. Time for children to grow up, to leave home, for trial and error, for laughter and tears, for challenges and for joys. Jesus, in his commencement speech, included in our gospel text today, and you heard it, offers direction, offers what comes next. In his testament, to his disciples in his commencement speech given at the Last Supper, we hear the word of God in Jesus of what comes next. About six things. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything. The Holy Spirit will remind you of all I have said to you, Jesus says. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. In this direction from God, Jesus does not leave us alone, does not say, good luck, all the best, shoot for the stars. May your dreams come true. Jesus does not say, take care, only to send us on our way with a load of stuff for our dorm room. No, Jesus takes responsibility for the caretaking. Jesus takes hold of us and turns that caretaking into caregiving. We are not left alone for a moment. God makes a home. Oh, did you hear it? Beautiful scripture today. God makes a home within each of us through the Advocate, through the Holy Spirit, the part of God's self that remains when Jesus returns to God. Holy Spirit, both presence of God on earth and homemaker in each human heart. The Holy Spirit, the helper, is in every person's corner, all of our corners. This is advocacy, the one who's right there with you, teaching us everything. See, did you hear that humanity of Jesus? Jesus didn't say, I did it. I taught you everything I need to know. Jesus hands it over to the Holy Spirit. Wow, what a humble God we have. Human parents and divine Jesus are not the same thing. They're not meant to be. It is the call of parenting to release children to what comes next, to send them on their way with cheers and hope, and do come home for Thanksgiving. Divine Jesus takes responsibility for never-ending caretaking by giving a powerful and compassionate testament of peace. Peace. There's that word again. The same word that filled the Bethlehem sky at Jesus' birth, the same word uttered from the back of a colt on that cloak-covered road to Jerusalem, the same word that will be uttered after resurrected Jesus leaves the tomb to come among them, come among us. Divine Jesus takes responsibility for the caretaking of the world God loves by once again preaching a new and necessary thing, the word from the Father that conquers troubled hearts, conquers fear, conquers judgment through what motivated God from the very beginning when God spoke into creation. Love. Jesus' commencement speech, his testimony to what comes next, is delivered from a podium of love. Did you hear the last verse of today's gospel reading? John chapter 14, verse 29. And now, Jesus says, I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. Jesus is giving comfort before his death, before shock and disbelief of an empty tomb, before resurrected Jesus leaves this earth to return to God. Jesus is doing the holy work of holy commencement. Divine commencement. Jesus is being God with us going forward, showing us the way to what comes next so that we may believe. Before what occurs in our lives will occur, we are given a comforter, a helper. We are given the God who dwells, who declares, take care now, and then offers care in the same breath before we even know we need it. Let us pray. Holy One, you give us words to lean into each day. To those graduating from high school this season, to those of us who graduated long ago, words of direction, of comfort. May we embrace your commencing words, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." We give you thanks, Jesus, for the gift of Holy Spirit, your helping agent of love, gifting us belief in your constant presence. Amen.